Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on overcoming satanic strategy against believers. God wants you to overcome. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to bring life. We know the enemy looks at us as sheep for the slaughter, but we are more than conquerors and can overcome the enemy. The enemy brings his wiles and his tricks and his strategies arrayed against us, but you and I can put on the whole armor of God that we can stand against his wiles. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, we've seen that we're not to be ignorant of his devices, lest Satan would get advantage of us. So we're not going to give place to him. We're going to do what the Word says and not allow him to have place in our life. In Luke 8, we've seen the fact that the enemy comes to take the Word out of our heart. But if we will be a consistent hearer and doer of it, we will keep the Word in the midst of our heart as we overcome temptations and walk in line with the Word of God. We've also seen how he comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, he tries to get you into fear, which is what a roaring lion does to its prey. We're not going to get into fear. Instead, we're going to resist him steadfast in the faith with the Word of God. We've also seen the fact that he's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses us of past sins, failures, try to condemn you. And remember that if you've confessed your sins, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He has no place because the blood of Jesus applied by Jesus has cleansed us from all unrighteousness, and we are in right fellowship with the Lord. And we've seen also that if we observe the senses, the devil works through the senses. Remember the spies? The 10 came back with an evil report because of what they saw. They saw the giants. And because of what they saw, they compared themselves to the enemy instead of looking to the Lord. And they got to the place where they believed that they were grasshoppers in their own sight, and even believed that the enemy thought that they were grasshoppers in their sight. That shows you, if you pay attention to the senses and you start looking at things in the natural realm, you will be in easy candidate to deception. That's why we look at the things that are not seen, not at the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are temporal or subject to change, while the things that are not seen are eternal. We also saw in Matthew chapter 14 about Peter walking on the water, but then when he saw the wind boisterous, or the word boisterous is ischros, which means forceful and mighty, he was afraid. When the enemy shows up, do not react in fear. And because he was in doubt, as Jesus said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Which is the word distazo, to stand in two ways. That shows the fact that he was giving place to the enemy instead of having his eyes on Jesus. So we can't look at what the enemy is doing and react negatively in fear like he did in this case. Otherwise, we will begin to sink, which is what happened. But praise God, he looked to Jesus, and Jesus, of course, will lift you up. So if you do make a mistake and you start to fall spiritually, get your eyes back on the Lord. He will lift you up. We also saw from Matthew 16 where the devil tries to get you to value the things of men over God. As Peter was saying, be it far from thee, about the fact that he was going to go to Jerusalem and be killed and then be raised the third day. Well, Peter was listening to the enemy and valuing the things of men over God. That's the way the devil will work. So do not get your eyes on the things of men. Instead, you get your eyes on the things of the Lord. And here Jesus spoke to Peter and said, Satan, indicating an evil spirit had gotten into him because he had listened to the enemy. And then the devil was speaking through him, trying to tempt Jesus. We also saw in Mark chapter 4, where in the parable of the sower, where the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, or the lusts of other things, if they enter in, they will choke the word, and you and it will become unfruitful. That's why we got to cast all of our cares upon the Lord, because he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing. Do not let any anxieties get upon you, but you're to pray in line with the word of God and release the power of God to deal with the situation. The enemy brings affliction and persecution. The Bible talks about how we're going to go through much tribulation in Acts 14:22, much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. Well, you and I are going to enter into ruling and reigning, even though we're going to go through the pressure, which is what tribulation is, or affliction. We're going to go through that, not be overcome by it. go through it to enter into ruling and reigning under the lordship of Jesus Christ. He also brings persecution to try to put you to flight. You're not going to give place to him. Instead, you're going to continue to do what the Word says. Remember that all these temptations are not sin unless they enter in, and then if it conceives, it produces sin, and the result is destruction. We also saw in 1 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 1, where it talks about in the latter times how some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The devil also tries to work to get you into his doctrines, which is anything contrary to the Word. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 24 and following, we saw the fact that the servant of the Lord must not strive. He's to instruct those that oppose themselves in meekness, that God would give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth so that they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. So it's important you don't get in strife. If someone is opposing themselves because they're walking in sin, in meekness you instruct those with the word of God. If peradventure God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, they're going to have to repent. They're going to have to acknowledge the truth, and they're going to have to recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who took them captive at his will. We also talked about 1 John 4, where the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. God wants us to walk in line with the truth. The spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit who always will lead you in line with the word of God. So you got to be sure that you check everything out in line with the word. In 2 Timothy 4:10, we saw Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Do not let yourself have one foot in the world. You must not love the things of this world. They're not of the Father. And friendship with the world makes you an enemy against God. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And in James 1, we saw the fact that a man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust, and that conceives, it brings forth sin. We also saw in Matthew chapter 4 where the devil came and tempted Jesus that he'd give him all these things if he would just fall down and worship him. Well, Jesus was ready, and he spoke the word. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The way you're going to successfully deal with the devil's temptations is through the word of God. Whatever he tries to get you to do contrary to the word, you're going to speak forth the word of God, and that will deal with him successfully. In Mark chapter 5, in verse 35, we see Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, who had come to Jesus for healing for his daughter who was at the point of death. And Jesus said he'd come and heal her. And then, in verse 35, while he yet spake, here someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, and he said, thy daughter's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? The fact was given, but then the temptation was given to give up. The devil will try to bring a negative report and then try to get you to back off the word of God. Well, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. You've got to deal with any fear that would try to get you to draw back from God's word and give up. Instead, he continued to believe, and he saw God raise his daughter from the dead and be restored. In Mark chapter 2, the devil tried to work at you through reasoning. Here they were reasoning in their hearts, and Jesus said in verse 8, why reason these things in your heart? Reasoning in your mind, apart from considering what the word says, will take you out of faith, take you out of the spirit, and get you into the natural, and you'll give place to the devil through a carnal-minded attitude. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23, we see the Bible says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. If you don't doubt, or that means to differ in your heart, otherwise, you've got to be speaking forth things in your mouth that you believe in your heart. If you just speak things, but you really don't believe it in your heart, you have doubt or differing in your heart, then it's not going to come to pass. That's why you've got to have the word in you, abiding in you, and then you speak it forth. In Romans chapter 4, verse 20, it says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. The devil tries to get you under unbelief. But instead, you're going to be strong in faith, giving glory to God. Remember in Matthew 13:58, Jesus could not do many mighty works there in Nazareth because of their unbelief. In Hebrews chapter 3, the Bible talks about hearing his voice, hardening not your hearts. He talked about how he was grieved with that generation because they were erring in their heart, they did not know his ways, and because of that they couldn't enter into his rest, which is the promises of God. So it says in Hebrews 3:12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Don't let yourself fall into unbelief. In Galatians 5:7, we see where it says, you did run well, and who did hinder you that you should should not obey the truth. The devil's strategy is to try to get you to quit obeying the truth and go back into the ways of the flesh or doing whatever you want to do. That's going to set you up for a great fall. In Acts chapter 7, verse 51, we see where it says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. So do ye. Do not resist the Holy Spirit. Instead, resist the devil and do not give place to him." Then we see in Acts chapter 5 and verse 3 where Peter said to Ananias, "Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?" Here we see the fact that the devil was working in Ananias to get him to hold back part of the price of the land. He was lying to the Holy Ghost and it cost him his life. Then Luke chapter 9 and verse 57, "Here the man said unto the Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." Jesus said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head," showing the fact that we need to follow him regardless of our circumstances in life. In verse 59, he said, "Follow me," and the person said, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father." Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God." Otherwise, we can't let any circumstances hinder us from following the Lord. And in verse 61, he said, "I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell." Notice in each case there was something else that they had to do first. Jesus said in verse 16, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." We can't have excuses. We can't have other priorities. We can't have anything before serving the Lord and following him. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." If we will realize who we are in Christ and have the power of God resident in us and realize that we can go forth in the spirit of might and do everything that God tells us to do, then we're going to realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we're not going to give place to Satan's strategy to get us to back off and not press forward doing the things that God wants us to do. At the same time, also in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8, he says, "We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." That shows that the enemy will come against you, but God will be there to deliver you and to set you free. He will deliver you out of all the temptations that come against you. In 2 Corinthians 7, verse 5, we see something else. It says that they were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, and within were fears. That shows you the enemy will try to work at you from the outside, working against you, and then through the inside, within, through fears. That's why you got to be ready to deal with the enemies that are working through people on the outside by binding them and taking dominion over them and not being moved by what they do. And also, you've got to not give place to the devil working against you from the inside through fear. And it goes on in verse 6 and says, "Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, comfort us by the coming of Jesus." Anytime you feel cast down, Jesus will be there to comfort you and to minister unto you as you look unto him. Another thing we got to do is really watch the area of our mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." You and I have got to cast down imaginations, which are mental reasonings, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You got to be ready to do what the Word says so you don't give place to the devil in your mind. In 2 Corinthians 11:3, it speaks about how the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. So he says, "I fear that your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ." Keep your mind filled up with the Word of God, and through the Word of God, you're going to serve the Lord. If you don't have the Word of God in your mind, you'll end up being tricked and deceived by the devil. We will overcome and do what the Word says. We will walk in victory. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.